99.3 Nigeria, and for a lovely morning to you. If you are just joining us, welcome. I did say that we're expecting a VIP in the studio this morning, and my guest is here. If you're watching live right now on Facebook and YouTube, you can see my guest seated beside me. YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. My guest this morning is a graduate from the Institut Supérieur de Gestion and ESSEC Business School in 1998. He started working as a consultant at Arthur Andersen before becoming chief executive of a family business in 2000, a Peugeot car dealership, that is. He became a municipal councillor of Colomiers in 1995, where he served as deputy mayor from 2001 to 2008 before being elected mayor in 2008. In 2008, he was elected to the French National Assembly and joined the Cultural Affairs and Education Committee. In 2018, he launched Aguirre Droit Constructive, a political party of which he is a leader at the National Assembly. He was co-chair of the parliamentary group Les Constructives, then UDI, Aguirre at Independence from 2017 to 2018. He was appointed Minister of Culture in the government of Prime Minister Edouard Philippe in October 2018. In 2020, he was appointed as Minister Delegate for Foreign Trade and Economic Attractiveness, attached to the Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs. Please welcome Mr. Frank Reyesta. Very lovely morning to you, Honourable Minister. Good to have you in the studio here.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. And it's a great pleasure to be in the studio here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. You can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Let's get to it. What are the reasons for your visit here in Nigeria? And what are your responsibilities in the French government?
I'm in charge of foreign trade, of economic partnerships, and foreign investment in France. And as you know, France wants to increase its partnership with Nigeria in different fields, but specifically in economics.
That's right.
And so President Macron, perhaps you know that, spent 6 months a few years ago in Nigeria. And so he loves this country and he wants that we go further together, that we strengthen and deepen our relationship. And so he asked me to come and to create more links than they are, and to try to invest more, that French company invest more. We have already 100 companies settled here.
100?
Yes, with 10,000 salaries. Employees in these companies.
Oh, amazing.
And we want to go further in many sectors, and we want to try to attract more Nigerian investors into France.
That's
to
right.
Invest in France.
That's
because
right.
France now is a land of foreign investors.
Right.
In Europe, it's the heart of foreign investors in Europe.
Fantastic. I'm glad you mentioned President Macron's visit. He was here in 2018. And that brings me to some of the things that you've already said. What are the economic relations between France and Nigeria as it stands today?
We have trade exchanges.
Okay.
Up to, for instance, 4.5 billion US dollar in 2019.
Okay.
It's a huge amount of trade exchanges, and it's our first partner in Africa for that.
Yeah.
Second, it's our investment in Nigeria, thanks to our companies. And we have invested a lot. Our companies have invested a lot. I could tell you that almost 10 billion US dollars have been invested by our companies here.
That's right.
And our French Bank of Development, AFD, builds some partnership with some different states in Nigeria, with the federal state, to finance some project of infrastructure in the health sector. And we want to go further. We have, for instance, a wonderful project in Oyo State for healthcare sector. and we are going to finance up to 50 million US dollar for this project with the Oyo State.
With the Oyo State government.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. Before I go on to my next question, I'm glad you mentioned the volume of trade that the French companies and the French government have, you know, gone into with Nigeria. But something happened last year. There was a dip in that volume by $2.5 billion. What could have been responsible for that?
Yes, the crisis, the COVID-19 crisis. The evolution of the rate of oil as well. Mm. The price of oil was lower, and so it counts in the amount, the global amount of our exchanges. But I think that in 2021 and 2022, the trade will go up in the future. So I am optimistic for the future.
That's right.
And I am optimistic because we see that there are more and more partnerships, even from Nigeria to France.
Hmm.
For instance, Bua Group is building some partnership with some French companies, and we are going to see how we could, thanks to our companies, build more investment in Nigeria and from Nigeria to France.
Mm, fantastic. Now, France has always been committed to Africa in so many ways. What is France's current policy towards Nigeria, to be specific?
You're right. France has decided a new policy in Africa. It was announced in the speech of President Macron in Ouagadougou in 2017 to renew this cooperation and to, in fact, build some long-term partnership in a win-win way so that we could really invest in the long-term in the country and in Nigeria because it's the first economy of the continent.
Mm.
We have a great enormous ambition. And we want to create some partnership, some joint venture, or some partnership with Nigerian investors here in Nigeria. And we want to invest all around Nigeria, not only in Lagos or not only in Abuja, but in all the states. And that's our ambition in different sectors.
Okay.
I could say oil and gas. I could say environment sector, water, energy, transportation. Many sectors, shipping, logistics, airports, many sectors in which we have good companies, we have talents, and we have an ambition to develop our partnership with Nigeria and Nigerian private sector.
Mm, fantastic. Now, Honourable Minister, I'm going to ask you this question, and this is on the final note. Montpellier will host in July the Africa-France Summit. What is the purpose of this event and who will take part in this event?
The idea is to create more links between the civil society, between people, between students, between scientists, between artists, and between entrepreneurs.
Mm.
And so we are going to welcome many entrepreneurs from and different people from the civil society from Africa in Montpellier, and they will meet their counterparts, French counterparts, and they will have some exchanges and to see how we could build together the new world, the world of the future, a more sustainable world, a more fairer world, and a greener world.
Mm.
And we think that France and Africa, and specifically Nigeria, have many things to do together in this purpose.
Mm, fantastic. Honourable Minister Frank, thank you so much for coming to Nigeria Info.
It's thank
a you. Pleasure to have you.
It's my first time, but it won't be the last. Be sure of that.
We want to have you more here, more and more and more. We want to have you around more. Let's talk some other time.
Great
we
pleasure.
Understand you have a very tight schedule.
Yes.
So we're going to allow you to take your leave. Thank you so much again.
Thank you again. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Lagos, Nigeria, Honourable Minister, coming all the way from France to come have a chat with us. It's Minister Delegate for Foreign Trade and Economic Attractiveness, Frank Rieste, joining us this morning. Thank you again, Honourable
Thank
Minister.
Thank you. See you soon, sir.
All right, then. We're right back with more of our program. programming today here on Nigeria Info. Stay with us.